This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw flagged off the Bhavnagar Ayodhya Cant weekly train shortly ago from Bhavnagar Railway Station. The minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains, one between Rewa and Pune and another between Jabalpur and Raipur. According to our correspondent, these new trains will benefit several states, including Gujarat, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, and Maharashtra.
The Bhavnagar Ayodhya Cant weekly express train will depart from Bhavnagar terminus on every Monday at 1:50 p.m. starting from 11th August. The train will reach Ayodhya Cant station at 6:30 p.m. the next day. The train will stop at stations such as Bhavnagar, Surendranagar, Mehsana, Abu Road, Marwar, Ajmer, Jaipur, Kanpur, and Lucknow, among others. After the inauguration of the trains, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, who is on one-day visit to Gujarat, will also visit the APPL container yard at Nawagaon and will address a gathering on Viksit Bharat Dialogue in Bhavnagar. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Bhavnagar.
Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Delhi police has prohibited the flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms in the national capital till the 16th of this month, keeping in mind the precautionary security measure in the city. An order to this effect was issued by Delhi Police Commissioner S.B.K. Singh yesterday. The order said, it has been reported that certain criminals, antisocial elements or terrorists inimical to India may pose a threat to the safety of the general public, dignitaries and vital installations by the use of sub-conventional aerial platforms like paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, quadcopters or by para-jumping from aircrafts. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers or BLOs and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that, as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Citizens in Delhi NCR woke up to a drizzle after rainfall lashed the national capital earlier this morning. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted moderate rainfall with cloudy skies and lightning in the national capital region today. IMD forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The Met Department has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand during the day. In Japan, the India Pavilion, titled Bharat Mandap at the World Expo 2025, being held in Osaka, attracted over 20,000 visitors yesterday, as people came to witness the richness of India's cultural heritage and handicrafts. Other attractions at the expo included Chandrayaan Zone, showcasing India's pioneering achievements in space exploration and its lunar missions. The One District, One Product Zone showcased walnut wood carving from Jammu and Kashmir and Tarkashi art from Odisha. This showcases India's soft power, leaving its footprints across the multipolar world. The expo has drawn participation from over 160 countries and 9 international organizations. Iran has lifted all remaining restrictions on its airspace that were imposed at the onset of its 12-day conflict with Israel in June this year. Iran's Civil Aviation Organization, in a statement, said that both domestic and international flight operations have returned to pre-conflict levels. It also confirmed that Tehran's Mehrabad International Airport has resumed round-the-clock operations. On to sports now. In cricket, all eyes are on the Oval in London today as day 4 of the 5th and final test between India and England gets underway, a day that could decide the fate of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. With England leading the series 2-1, this match is India's last chance to level the series and avoid a series defeat on English soil. The hosts will resume their second innings at the score of 50-1, needing 324 more runs to chase down a steep target of 374 set by India. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. On day 3 yesterday, Zach Crawley was dismissed on the final ball by Mohammad Siraj, giving India a crucial breakthrough just before stumps. Ben Duckett remains at the crease as the match heads into a potentially defining fourth day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.